News, I'm Ben Thomas. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been voted out. Sagar Magani has details.
McCarthy had fought through 15 rounds of votes just to get the gavel and has now become the first speaker to lose it. The 216-210 vote was fueled by GOP hardliners who say McCarthy's unworthy of leadership. It throws the House and its Republican majority into chaos with no obvious successor.
In New York, the judge in the civil business fraud trial of Donald Trump has imposed a limited gag order on the former president. This after he disparaged the judge's principal law clerk in a social media post. And cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried's fraud trial is underway. Julie Walker has those details.
Jury selection began after a prosecutor revealed that the 31-year-old crypto executive was not offered any plea deals, and there were no discussions about a possible plea since his arrest last December. Prosecutors say Sam Bankman-Fried cheated FTX exchange customers by illegally diverting massive sums of their money for his personal use, including making risky trades at his cryptocurrency hedge fund, buy real estate, and make big political contributions to both Democrats and Republicans. Bankman-Fried says he had no criminal intent. At the courthouse in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
In Delaware, Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty to three federal firearms charges. He's accused of lying about his drug use on a form to buy a gun. Job openings rose unexpectedly in August. The Labor Department says employers posted 9.6 million, another sign the labor market remains strong despite higher interest rates. That led to worries on Wall Street that it's perhaps too strong for the inflation fighters at the Fed. The Dow lost 431 points, or 1.3%. The S&P fell 1.4%. The Nasdaq, 1.9%. Meanwhile, auto sales up 16.3% from July through September. This is AP News. A Texas congressman was carjacked in the District of Columbia last night. Donna Warder has the story.
I was just coming into my place. Three guys came out of nowhere, and they pointed guns at me.
Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar says,
I do have a black belt, but I recognize when you got three guns. I looked at one with a gun, another one with a gun, a third one behind me. So they said they wanted my car. I said, sure, you got to keep calm in those situations.
The robbery happened in Washington's Navy Yard area, about 1 mile from the U.S. Capitol. Cuellar says the vehicle has been recovered.
I'm a big law enforcement person. I got three brothers that are law enforcement, so I certainly appreciate the good work that the police did last night. Everything was recovered, my phone, my car, and everything.
Donna Warder, Washington.
Thank you, Donna. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.